Galatians. We're in the fifth chapter. And last week, brothers and sisters, we began exploring the first three of these wonderful nine graces of the fruit. And let's go ahead and begin reading again from that 22nd verse of the fifth chapter. And it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Isn't it wonderful, the freedom again? I'm grateful to God, the oneness that's in that fruit, the nine graces we read there of that fruit. And brothers and sisters, that's the life that we've been blessed with. We've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And the Holy Spirit, that Holy Ghost, He takes the things of Christ and He shows them unto you. He brings them out through your life. Christ in me, hallelujah, begins to reign. And thank the Lord for the beauty of Jesus Christ that is in the saints. "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." See, we live in the Spirit. Here's the yielding, brothers and sisters, the letting go. "Let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." But again, last week it was love, joy, and peace. And I love how Brother Copley sweetly encourages that those three are the evidence of our attitude toward God. And if you really think about that, it's a very sweet thing to meditate on. That is, our attitude toward God is evident by the love, the joy, and the peace. Because we understand that every good gift comes from above, but especially that feasting of fellowship that we have with the Father. And I believe that God is, again, so graciously, because He's a God of increase, He's allowing that to increase in our lives. We're at the King's buffet. I'm thankful to the Lord that we're feasting. And thank you, Jesus, that as we speak the truth in love, as we feast on the word of His grace, praise the Lord how the love and the joy and the peace, you can't stop it. It just grows and grows. You talk about the love that is the very love of God all throughout 1 Corinthians 13. The joy unspeakable and full of glory. And then the peace that passes all understanding. Praise be to God. See, that's the Lord's. And we have that. And thank you, Jesus, as we grow in this wonderful grace. And as we grow in this wondrous truth. As it grows up in our lives. My goodness, this precious fruit that comes to pass. We're just so grateful to God of His work and His faithfulness. But this is truly a barometric reading that we have here. And it is regarding our fellowship with the Father. See, we understand that the barometric reading isn't my diligence. It's not about my works. It's not. That'll go here and there and all these different things. It's about my state of heart. Praise God. My state of heart with the Lord. And I'm thankful to the Lord how sweet that is. And the state of heart full of the Spirit is what we're talking about here. And as your state of heart becomes full of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit, oh my, what zeal and diligence and works come forth. Amen? You know it. As we yield to God and let Him do it, I don't even think about it. Praise God, He just does it. And it's wonderful. See, He makes you the person you never thought you could be. If you're thinking of the person that you thought you could be, oh no. Paul gloried in that man. Hallelujah. The man I hope to be. See, God took him into in spirit and praised the Lord. He showed him. He says, oh, I glory in that man. But tonight, brothers and sisters, we're going to look at the next three graces here. Long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. And again, as Brother Copley sweetly points out, and it's been known some other Bible studies as well too, is it can be looked at as our attitude toward mankind. And I love to look at it this way, is our attitude truly toward the brethren, our attitude toward one another. And are these three things, praise the Lord, in our sweet fellowship? And again, a heart that's full of the Spirit, a life walking in the Spirit, will evidence these graces moment by moment. And it will be effortless, brothers and sisters. It really will, because it's truly the life that lives in us. It's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. See, it's not walking around thinking, well, what would Jesus do? I missed it. It's already over. Praise God. It's letting him just do it. It's just like breathing, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We have to understand and have faith that that is the life that we now live, is by faith, because it's no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. And I'm grateful to the Lord that we can have confidence like that. And that's the confidence that the Father wants us to have in the Son, the seed that remaineth. Praise God, the very power, hallelujah, of his Son. And thank you, Jesus, the very power of his might, as we're encouraged and quickened in spirit. And this is what we're getting at here. But launching off into long-suffering. Long-suffering literally means long-tempered. Long-tempered. And obviously that's very opposite. The opposite of that is short-tempered. But even far more in light of the Christ that lives in us, brothers and sisters, it's not just being long-tempered, it's patiently enduring wrongs. It's patiently enduring injustices. It's patiently enduring the trials, the difficulties, the sufferings according to the will of God. Amen. The sufferings according to the will of God. And we'll get to that in just a moment, because I want us to understand we can endure plenty of suffering because of our own disobedience. I've been there. Been there recently. Come on. I guess you're just a little quiet tonight. Didn't realize a bunch of goody two-shoes I was shitting around here, you know. We know these things. And God help us that we understand the difference here. Because you know what, brothers and sisters? This is not that kind of long-suffering that is this long-suffering because of our own disobedience. This is the long-suffering in the name of Christ. These are the ones that are before ordained good works that we should walk therein. These are the precious appointments by God's grace that Jesus has with us. You're going to suffer with me? Praise God. Because I want you to reign with me. Hallelujah. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 4. In 1 Peter chapter 4, in the 12th verse, it says, Beloved. See? I love how it brings that out right away. Beloved. This is husband and wife talk right here. Beloved. And this is really beloved talk, because now we're going to talk about the fiery trial. We're going to talk about jointly suffering with Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about suffer with me and you'll reign with me. You'll be glorified together with me. Praise his name. But beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice. Can you imagine that? You just thought it was going to say endure. Grit your teeth and bear it. This is my way and you're going to do it. My goodness. May we grow up into him. Praise the Lord. That same life that willingly and joyfully, because of the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He became sin for us who knew no sin. He knew by God's grace the plan. The Father would turn from him. He would be left alone. But the joy, praise God, that was before him, nothing could stop him from giving up the ghost. Nothing could stop him from holding all of that wood in place, holding those nails right through his hands and his feet. That's love, brothers and sisters. That's joy. And this is the joy of the Lord that's our strength, his love for us. And this is why, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. When are we going to get this, really get this? Amen. That our life and our relationship with the Lord is not predicated upon happenings. It's predicated all upon what happened. It is finished. He loved me so. the Father gave, and that lamb died. And hallelujah, happy are we. Happy are we. Come on. This is the reality of it all. If we're sitting here tonight and we're going through something, and it may not seem joyous for the moment. I understand that. Been there, done that, and we'll do it again by God's grace. But brothers and sisters, I look into the light of eternity. I look at the lover's call and what he wants for us. This is the way it must be. Jesus didn't come back to the Father and say, well, Lord, you know, Father, couldn't we do it another way? He knew specifically the way it was going to be. And brothers and sisters, we do too. We have the message to be glorified together with him. We have the message to enter into wedlock together with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. It's not a strange thing. It's not. This is exactly what he told us it would be. And as we look into it by faith and receive that grace to believe him and to believe his word and to say, Lord, you're talking about me. You're not just talking about some guy afar off or Paul or Timothy. You're talking about me. I read my name right here. Hallelujah. He loves me that much. And you have to see that as so personal by God's grace to you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I'm grateful to God has so sweetly. He says, now, honey, rejoice. This is, praise the Lord, this is the love gifts that we talked about, the suffering together with Jesus. These are the love gifts from the groom to the bride. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory, see, not an if, it's when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. We jump right over there to Revelation 20 and we can start rejoicing right now by God's grace. Because she descends from heaven having the glory of God. Let him put that together for you. Hallelujah. That's you by his grace. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the spirit of glory. There's a lot of glory going around here. You paying attention? Glory, glory, glory. And of God rests upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief. Boy, those are some big ones. I'm okay there. Uh-oh, evildoer. Yikes, busybody. Other men's matters. Oh, no. See, he whittled it right down, didn't he? He thought, you were going, I got it. Oh, wait a second. But for the grace of God. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful he does that. He just reminds us. Come on, honey. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So get over it. Quit trying to list it, label it, emphasize it here. This one's bigger than that one. Oh, well, come on. Stop that. Let's just believe him. Let's rest in him. Hallelujah. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God, listen to that. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. See, we don't want to get bitter. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, he can do that in us, brothers and sisters. He really can. Oh, yes, he can. We can, by God's grace, know how to be abased and how to abound. How to be full, yet to be hungry. Suffer need, but yet praise the Lord, not have a need at all. Isn't that amazing? Just thanking Him for all things. This is what it is, brothers and sisters. Suffering according to the will of God. All men be saved and come to the full, exact, complete, intimate knowledge of the truth. If you'll set your heart on that, I'll assure you by God's grace, you will suffer together with Him. You'll suffer in ways that you never thought, because only God could bring that. Only He could bring that perfect plan. And each one of us will have specific trials, specific hurdles and obstacles to overcome. But it's the same Lord that goes before us all. And it's the same faith that says, mountain be removed. It's the same faith like a Caleb that says, oh, we're well able to take it. Let's go get it now. Well, can't we do it in an hour? It's a little cold tonight. Well, there's giants there. Maybe we get them when they're sleeping. Jesus said, now. Hallelujah. The time is now. And praise God, we know that. And He's pressing that with us. But suffering according to the will of God. And this is the suffering, brothers and sisters, that we cry out to God, and we know that all things work together. Come on. And we know. Not that I hope. I'm so thankful in 8:28 is, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, according to them that are the called, according to His purpose. Hallelujah. He will perfect that which concerns you. Suffer according to the will of God. This is the word. Hallelujah. The suffering. Praise His name. That brings us jointly reigning and glorified together. And wedlock divine in the very midst of the throne with the Lamb of God. Now what could be compared to that? Now does it become a light affliction? In the vision of the exceeding eternal weight of glory? You know it. Come on. Look up. We look around or look down. It's going to overwhelm us. But you look up, praise His name, the glory of God in His face. Praise Jesus. Now, long-suffering, brothers and sisters, is not enabling disobedience or dysfunction to live in our homes. That's not long-suffering. That's called nuts. That's called crazy. I don't know what else to say. But we allow that kind of stuff. That's not suffering for Christ's sake, enabling that kind of thing. That's just the chaos of the enemy. Let's get it straight. Long suffering is not entertaining or enduring false doctrine, because eventually it's going to start to play with your head. And a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And you can say, well, but I love Him so, and I want to be a testimony, and I want to be all these things. If your fellowship is not in the gospel of Christ, get away. Read your word. See, people like to depart one another because of things or events, actions. And sometimes, I understand. And we can go to the Word of God and validate and all these different things. But it's amazing how much error, which is the biggest thing and really the only thing in the doctrine, will go ahead and endure. You see what I'm saying? Come on. What do we love? Do we love the truth? You know, by God's grace, that's my husband you're talking about. That hurt. I have a wife. I love her. And I'm thankful. I don't think I've ever heard much disparaging things about her. But if I did, that would hurt. Might even cause me to be a little angry. But I pray by grace I would stand in what I know how much more with Him? Think about these things. They're important. Long-suffering is not separating yourself from the house of bread. I talk to people throughout the week. Well, they're suffering. You know, I've had to depart from that. Well, you don't understand, brother. No, I do. I understand how the enemy can work a lot of different ways. He'll get you at any angle you want. I read in the Word of God to assemble yourselves, to gather yourselves, the much the more as you see that day approaching. And I didn't see a disclaimer in there that said, but if somebody kind of irritated you, you don't have to come this week. That's what we're doing. I don't read a first book of Jesse. Thanks be to God. All right. Brothers and sisters, all of those things are the devil's lies. And all of those things are really deceitful thinking that has nothing to do with long suffering, but has everything to do with living defeat. God help us, He doesn't want us to live that way. Sin begets sin. When we want to yield to the things of the world, it will expand. We know these things. But God is so wonderful, because just one step back towards the kingdom and you're there. That's the beautiful thing about Jesus. He never left you, but it takes one step and you're there. Don't care how far away you got, one step and a robe was just put on you. I'm serious. It just makes every hair on my body stand up. How good and gracious our Lord is. A little sister in the Lord called me today and was just giving me her testimony about the grace of God and how gracious He was with the schooling situation for her. And I said, you know, honey, I've heard people call Him the God of second chance. Don't insult Him like that. He's just the God of grace. And it never stops. It never stops. His favor to His children never stops. His absolute love and affection and adoration for you, you can never be separated from it. All He's wanting, all He's looking, His whole passion, honey, take that step. Praise God. By grace, be enabled. It's right there. Take the step. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, we could preach on this for quite some time, maybe even till Jesus come. But one of the last highlights I'd like to just have you think about with long suffering. I was sweetly thinking of how the Lord gave us those sermons a few years back on the fruit, and it was sweet to be able to talk about these for some time, but the Lord's encouraged me to move along a little bit. But in Colossians chapter 3, in verse 12, so precious. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. Boy, you talk about an election. You talk about an approval. Hallelujah. Holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Look at this. Listen to this. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man, that includes you, me, have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. I want to be free. How about you? Then I best forget, because that's how God forgave. That's how Christ Jesus forgives. He can't remember. Hallelujah. Our brethren in Christ, especially to the household of faith. My, oh my. Let's run to win. Not just run as someone beat in the air. Oh, well, I know this stuff up here. And I'm running all right. Well, I can recite all this stuff, but I'm running all right. No, you're not. You're just beating the air. Not in word only, but in deed and in truth. Let Him bring it out. You're in the greatest battle you've ever been in is the one that you're in right now. Greatest trial, hallelujah, to trust God, because Jesus, praise His name, could appear at any moment. and to be found only in His righteousness? Praise God to be that company that loves His appearing? How can I love His appearing when my emotion is caught up in such dissension towards my brother or sister in Christ? Can't. Because I'm distracted. Amen? Okay. Wake up! Wake up. That's just a bad dream. Maybe even a nightmare. But you hadn't seen nothing yet if you miss the first trump. God help us, amen? A loving bunch. And not just to depart. That's not what it's about. It's about to win Him. It's about to see His face at the first moment I can see it. It's the lover's call. It's about what Christ wants to do in us, what He did for us. That it would break our hearts, brothers and sisters, as we're sitting here tonight. And if we have any root of bitterness against anyone, and I'm talking about the household of faith especially, in Jesus' name, it's not a process. The victory's been won. Do you know that? If you're waiting on you to get there, it's never going to happen. If you'll believe by faith the life that lives in you, it's done. I don't need counseling. I don't need to talk about it anymore. I just need to, by faith. By faith? Come on. I believe it's lifting. Not because of me, but because of the all-powerful Word of God. That's what it is. Hallelujah. Encourage one another in that. These are the greatest victories. We're living in them right now. See, the mark of them that have surrendered of themselves. I'm talking about the ones that says, put on therefore. Just be clothed in who you are, that wonderful new man. Have entered into this bond of perfectness, spiritual completion, full maturity. I believe that's what we're called to. I believe that's the passion why we come to a Bible study. We want to grow up. I want to be pleasing to the Lord. Not that I can put a notch in my belt. I just want to be pleasing to the one that loves me. I thank Him for what He's done. And I'm ecstatic. Grateful to Him. And He tells me, son, you want to thrill me? Just take more. Take more, take more, take more. Hallelujah. But see, brothers and sisters, it's all because of love. Read verse 14 with me there in Colossians 3. And above all these things, here it is. See, we don't even need to be caught up at all. You know, it's wonderful. He's telling me about meekness and humbleness and long-suffering. All here, love. Love. Faith worketh by love. Love, 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 which is the bond of perfectness. You talk about that maturity. Hallelujah. Wonderful stuff. And that's what this long-suffering is, brothers and sisters. It's love. We go to 1 Corinthians 13. For God's love suffers long, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And that's the love you got, brothers and sisters. You've got that love because of the life that lives in you. And by His grace, let's live it. Quit living the lie. Quit living love that's there and not, there and not. That's not the love that He gave you. He gave you the love that's always there, that never parts, that endures. Hallelujah. Well, I think that's enough to think about with long suffering here. I know you're suffering right now thinking about it. So let's move on to gentleness, and maybe you'll quit suffering for a moment. He loves us, doesn't He? He's chastening. By His grace, He's given us a passion for one another, not just me. He's given us pastors' hearts, and He has. We have a passion till we all come. Hallelujah. All right. Gentleness, and what a word that is. What a grace. Means to be tender-hearted, kindness, sweetness that would put ones at ease. Isn't that something? Not somebody that wants to be contentious. Stir it up, not fire it up. You talk about a salve. This is a supplying joint to the body. Every believer walking in the Spirit, praise God, has this precious grace. That's the truth. It'll be there. If you really walk in the Spirit, this precious gentleness will be in your life. It's so complete. It's there. It'll be evident, this precious grace. If we lack it, if it's lacking in our life, I guess we can do the math because it doesn't add up. And the answer is we're not yielding to who we are in Christ. There's still a selfishness that is more important than yielding to the Spirit. Amen? See, it's just like these Galatians we're talking about back in our text. As he said, "O you foolish Galatians, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?" That's right. And flesh is selfish. Completely selfish. It's self-absorbed. Self-pity. Self-denial. Self, 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 whatever you want to say, self. And there'll be nothing good that comes out of that self until it's selfless. Yep. And only Christ living in me can do that. Only Christ living in me and that love of God can prefer the other before self. Isn't that something? Isn't that precious how in Ephesians, the high water mark of the Word of God, it's not me in Christ, it's us in Christ? She's a beautiful body, isn't she? I'm looking at people that love me, love Christ in me, that love the message of "till we all come," that praise the Lord that we assemble ourselves together, that praise the Lord that we dwell together in marriage. See, we just have moments of time even throughout a week together, don't we, brothers and sisters? And sometimes we can get caught up into thinking, well, this is really maybe who I am outside over here or this or that. Praise the Lord, He often gives us 45 minutes of reality. It is. It's the truth. That's why I want it as much as I can. Now, I pray that it's 24/7 because that's reality. He's never moved. And I've never been separated from His love. But how wonderful to truly have a taste of heaven, a taste of what it'll be. Then He can take us by my Spirit, yea, the deep things of God. And the things that we think are so important are just absolutely nothing. As that sweet song says, the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light of His glory. And here it is. Do you understand that? I'm not complimenting you. It's all by grace. Glory and grace. Preferably grace and glory. But thank the Lord we know it. Vessels prepared afore unto glory, to magnify Him, to be filled with His glory. This is the reality. Praise the Lord. But see, gentleness, brothers and sisters, is gracious. Gentleness is full of God's love, kind, tender-hearted toward one another, and as the Word of God says, especially to the household of faith. Oftentimes, we're better to the world than we are to one another. We let the world get by with so much more. Oh, but brother said that to me. It's time to knock something right off of his head, maybe his head. Think of how you've been disparaged by the world and you've just walked away. But boy, when it's your brother or sister in Christ, well, they should know better. I'm going to teach them love. I'm not going to talk to them for a long time. somebody in the world and you wouldn't care. Come on now. Especially to the household of faith. See, gentleness, brothers and sisters, is a restorer, compassionate. And how marvelous are the ye that are spiritual. It's the work of the Lord. Those preferring others before self. Matter of fact, true gentleness and selfishness cannot dwell together. Did you know that? A selfish person cannot truly be gentle. It can't happen. Flesh and spirit, it doesn't work that way. This is truly the countenance of the virtuous woman. And I'd like us to read from Proverbs 31. And let's go over to the 26th verse and read about her. Think about the gentleness all through here, but I think it's magnified so sweetly in these verses. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. See, gentleness is wise. It knows when to speak, it knows when to be quiet. And her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household. Brothers and sisters, this is the household of faith. This is our house. This is God's house. And if it's God's, praise the Lord, He's given it to us. We're His heirs. Hallelujah. But think about that. She looketh well to the ways of her household. This isn't us four and no more. No. This is the household. And praise God, I know that it's not this bricks and mortar. It's not that this has been at 1701. It's His saints that makes this such a wondrous place to come and to fellowship because of the love of the truth. Praise His name. So she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. See, there's not a waste. There's always a redeeming of the time. Redeem the time. There's always fellowship in the gospel of Christ. I think of the times with the saints that I've gotten in trouble. It's when we just fellowship, but it wasn't in the gospel of Christ. And there truly is no fellowship that we have if it's not in the gospel of Christ. Because I believe that I read the life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So if we're really living and drawing breath, brothers and sisters, we're living by faith. And faith is one thing. It comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And I believe that's another name for our fellowship in the gospel of Christ. Amen? Amen. When things go awry amongst the saints, it's because we cease to fellowship in the gospel of Christ. Amen? Amen. When we fellowship in the gospel of Christ, it will be the bond of perfectness because it's Him. Jesus is wonderful. It'll be that life that's shared. It's the oneness in Christ. Amen? We don't start going with causes and, well, I think, boy, stop. How about the Word says? It is written. Hallelujah. See, that's our life, and that's why we come here. From every walk of life, every kindred, tongue, nation, every job, political affiliation. Check it at the door. That means zero, nothing. I don't care what people tell you. I don't care what big church has that moniker about that new cause. This is it. This is our fellowship. This is it. Praise His name. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Wonderful stuff, brothers and sisters. This gentleness is so beyond. And I would comment similarly with gentleness as with long-suffering. Gentleness is not compromising. It's not good God, good devil, good everybody. That's not gentle. That's wicked. That's hurtful. That's harmful. Completely opposite from gentleness. Or giving into fellowship that's not in the gospel of Christ. That's not gentleness. Gentleness often is better are the wounds of a friend than the kisses of an enemy. That's gentleness. Speaking truth in love. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. Gentleness is always truth in love. And it's always in our manner, every manner of life, in our speech, and in our actions by His grace. Okay, let's move on to goodness. And believe, Lord willing, we'll close out with that. And sometimes goodness, well, any of these things, when you start trying to think of these things with your head, quit. Stop. You'll get carried away in man's mind. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I love that. Let this mind be in you. It was also in Christ Jesus. So when we talk about goodness, brothers and sisters, it's far more than one who is just. It's far more than that. I believe the Word of God expresses very clearly about goodness in the lives of David and Paul. Is someone who's giving. Goodness is giving, generous. And not just giving to ones that deserve it, but giving to those that despitefully use you. That's true goodness. And not doing it of myself, because there's no goodness in that, but doing it because I'm convicted of heart. That, Lord, this is you. I love it when the times of my life where I was almost angry. Lord, why am I responding that way when I shouldn't be? I should be mad. I think that I'm weak. I should be stronger in this situation. I should tell them this. And the Lord just puts a stop to my mouth. Maybe one or two of you had that one. Just for you A types, huh? I'm just testifying. But that's, you talk about knowing God exists. I always love all the different ones. I think about the brother said, yeah, the guy said, yeah, when I see him blow the candle out. I've seen him blow the candle out so many times and light it and blow it out and then take the flame and jump it around the room. I'm talking about in my life. It's a miracle with what God's doing. And the miracle is when I know by God's grace who I am as a man, and then I watch who I am in Christ take control. Yeah. That's the miracle. But brothers and sisters, you talk about a Christ-like quality. This is the one. See, it's not only going to the woman caught in the act of adultery. It's not taking time for the leper or that blind beggar. It's, as the Word of God says, even to those that drove the stakes into my hands. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Now, He's brought you those types in your life. Are you going to let Him still love them? Not you, Him. Because He lives in you. And I've testified of that many times. The only way that's going to happen is when you let Christ in you see the soul, the value of the soul. That He can take you in spirit and put you in that place, truly. Because that was your sin that put Him on that cross. You might as well put you right there that was the one that drove the stake in His hand. and spit on him. Yep, you. Yep, me. And yet he loved me. And yet the joy was still before him. Do you see that? Does it just break and wrench your heart with thankfulness and gratitude and love? That's the love that will love everybody. That's the truth. That's the truth. See, goodness begins with all the other graces, just as all the other graces do, with love. A heart that rejoices in the love of Christ. A heart that rejoices in, but for the grace of God, there go I. Let me tell you something. You can't help but do good to all men. All men. You'll have, I always remember Brother Kevin speaking of the, Brother Hill as well too, the golden apples. You'll always have them by his grace. You'll always have a little honey. Hallelujah. Praise God. All because of Jesus. All because of Jesus. See, goodness doesn't envy. It's not jealous. But rejoices with and for the other parts of the body. Are you rejoicing for the other parts of the body? I pray you rejoice for me as I rejoice for you. I rejoice, praise the Lord, when my brother or sister is exalted. I rejoice for my brother or sister when they're abased. I can only do that in the light of this glorious gospel. Because if I don't and you're exalted, I just might get jealous. And if I don't and you get abased, I just might get overwhelmed with sorrow. That's not just for me. That's for my brothers and sisters in Christ. We're his body. And I'm thankful to God for that. And I'm thankful to God that it's his truth in love that's speaking to us. See, brothers and sisters, we need to get downright excited when our brethren are blessed so. Maybe even when I'm having a tough time. Aren't we all part of that same body? Isn't that the beautiful body of Christ? Thankful for the trials and the victories in the body. And why are we thankful? Because it strengthens. We grow until we all come. Could it be tonight? And as we clearly see, brothers and sisters, the pattern in these graces is selfless. It really is. It's completely allowing him to increase and I must decrease. It all comes down because grace is selfless. It had to be that way, brothers and sisters, because there would be no grace if God did not act selflessly. And I mean completely selfless when he gave his only begotten. Grace for grace. And so sweetly springs from the very beginning of the graces our attitude toward God. All of these things we read tonight because of the love, the joy, and the peace. Our fellowship, our attitude. Are we thankful? Are we grateful that, Lord, you just love me. You freely love me. That you live in me. Hallelujah. And grace causes us to want the Lord. That's why we come tonight, because of grace. Lord, we want you. We want more of you. Praise God, it's you. Of Christ in this, what want I more? Captivate every thought in my life. Let you be manifest in me. And then how exciting it is, brothers and sisters, as we stand back and we watch the show. Christ in you, the hope of glory. How magnificent. What a glory. All of this precious fruit coming forth, this long-suffering, gentleness and goodness. It's like a fountain. As it says in the Word of God, out of your belly rivers of living water. Yep, you. Let him do it. It's all right there. Because as we're reading tonight, by my Spirit. Amen? By my Spirit. And isn't the Spirit willing? I think I read that somewhere. I know that flesh is weak. But you know what? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I believe by God's grace, I'm preaching to some full overcomers tonight. All by his grace. I can see a twinkle in your eye. I can see a quickening in your step. And it's all because of grace. Praise his name. Let's stand and be dismissed.